You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The great American composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein died in 1990. But later this month, on August 25th, he would have been celebrating his 100th birthday. So there are continuing tributes to his legacy, including an album released earlier this year by the Sacramento-based classical pianist Laura Downs. The album is titled For Lenny. Laura has been touring with the music, and she visited us in February, so we're going to recue some of the conversation. Laura will be talking about the song Big Stuff, which Bernstein wrote for Billie Holiday in 1946, and you'll hear Laura perform, too.
He wrote this as the opening number of his ballet Fancy Free, and the funny thing is that when he, at the time, he was, you know, a young guy, and it was, I guess, his, you know, his first big show. But he was not moving in the same circles as Billie Holiday, who was already a superstar. So he wrote this with her in mind. He admired her so much as a musician, but he didn't have the, you know, the chutzpah or the means, I guess, to get in touch with her directly. So his sister Shirley sang this in the first performances of the show. Then, you know, the song did get into her hands and she fell in love with it and recorded it, I think, 6 times. Mm. But for me, you know, because you know the relationship that I have with Billie Holiday and how much she has meant to me as a musician, and now Bernstein, too. And just this kind of brings them, you know, both into the same room over my shoulder. And it just it feels like everything is coming together.
So beautiful. That's Laura Downs. She's in our studio at the keyboard sharing music from her new album, For Lenny. The anniversaries. All these groups of special songs that he composed for special, important people in his life. Have the anniversaries been a part of your repertoire, your playing for many, many years since your training, I guess, in Europe?
No, I came to them a bit later, and I just, you know, when I discovered them, I was really fascinated, you know, to learn everything I could learn through them. You know, they offer really interesting insights into his relationships. For example, you know, there's an anniversary he wrote for Aaron Copland, who is his dear friend and collaborator. And it's almost like a portrait of Copland. And that reaches out in all different directions. And so you kind of just experience all these different relationships through music.
Is any one your favorite?
Depends on the moment. They're all so beautiful and they show such different sides, so I don't know that I have a favorite. I love the anniversary for Stephen Sondheim. It's so beautiful and lyrical, and I think, you know, it's just this very affectionate tribute to the kind of lyricism that he was able to find as a composer when he was working with Sondheim.
Laura, let's finish with a bit about one other track on the album, a song called Some Other Time, which seems appropriate for the ending of a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And the ending of an album, you know, and it's the final track on the album. And I think it's a really beautiful way to put this project to bed. This is one of my favorite songs that Bernstein wrote or that anybody has ever written. It's just a gorgeous, you know, nostalgic tune. It's from the show On the Town.
Laura Downs performing music by Leonard Bernstein in our studio in February when she released her new tribute album titled For Lenny. You can hear the full interview and more music by Laura at capradio.org/insight. Next week, Cap Radio's music station will mark the Bernstein centennial with the airing of many of his compositions and recordings. There is a daily essay by Cap Radio's Stephen Pythman, and it all culminates on Saturday at 4 p.m. with an hour-long special hosted by Stephen. So check our website for more details. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.